Mighty King, help us thy name to sing, help us to praise. Father, all glorious, come and reign over, come and reign over us, Ancient of Days. Let's pass God's peace with one another as we greet each other. As I find a better way to keep this page from flying away here. See if it will stay there. Well, how are you all doing? I'm still trying to recover from Friday night. I'll tell you later a little bit. It's a baseball game. Plato. And now I forget who'd they play?
Carver,
that's right. Friday night. Went into extra innings. Were you there, Tom? Oh my gosh. That's probably the most exciting game that I've ever experienced, and the most game you'd want it to get over to soon. Overtime, you heard about this, or over innings, extra innings, 10th inning, 11th inning, 12th inning. And somehow I had a feeling that was going to get over in the 13th inning, because, you know, Hutchinson's number's 13. It's kind of a special number, and sure enough it was. And see, he wants to know who won. Should we tell him? Yeah. The Blue Jays won in extra innings. On the most amazing play I've ever seen. And it's two out, the bottom of the 13th, score tied 3-3. We had a runner on third base, Wishnack, right? He's pretty fast. And the pitcher, Reese, who was still pitching after 13 innings of ball, was at bat. And he'd had, how many chances to end the game before? Dale, did you tell me that? I think so. Yeah. He had at least three chances to win the game before that. And Chris and I had a feeling, right? And sure enough, to make a long story very short, Wishnack came speeding down the third base line trying to steal home, which is not an easy task. But with Reese standing, he's a left-handed hitter in the batter's box, the pitcher's thinking he's going to try and bunt it. But no, he stepped aside. And I think that's what, you think, Bob, that really confused that pitcher. What do I do now? What, do I throw my fastball? Did he even see the Wishnack streaking down from third base? But anyway, he winds up choking, really, and he threw the ball rather than shooting it straight to the catcher's mitt, tagging the runner out. It had a big rainbow arch to it. And as the ball went in the air, the Plato fans stood, it seemed like, in unison, right? And of course, that was the end of the game, because Wishnack was 4-3 then, all over. And I found myself saying, where'd that come from? Was one of those unbelievable, I couldn't believe it. So it was hard not to follow the victory train to wherever they went after the game, I don't know. But it was, what, 11:30 by then? Yeah. And of course, Glennis has stayed home with a friend of ours who stayed overnight. And but she stayed and listened to it on the radio, and she kept calling and says, "It's not over yet," because she doesn't quite understand this extra inning thing and all that. But yeah, so you can breathe easy now. Yeah. Well, that was certainly a joy that I can share with many of you. I know you were here or there at the game. Other things. Yeah. No, he couldn't. It was way over his head. Yeah. And of course, on the other side, Barb Stockman spending the time caring for Charlie, Lauren Stockman. And they had him hospitalized this past week at the hospital in Arlington, where he died. I think it was Friday. Wednesday already he passed, yeah. I was there, and like an hour and a half later, he was gone. And Barb was with him all the time, and of course, he's already lost Lynn, which was a daughter of Charlie's. But the other three girls were there, and his son was there, and we had a prayer, and it was good. But he was struggling, you know, to get around in his heart. So his service, there's a visitation here at the church on Friday. Does that start at 5? Oh, we did this afternoon. From 4 to 7? Friday, visitation here. And then, of course, an hour before the service on Saturday, which that'll be 11 o'clock service. And graveside following, the congregation, if they do not want to go to the graveside, they're welcome to come downstairs and begin eating. Otherwise, Jim's going to sing a song on Eagle's Wings, and Barb's got about four or five other. She's kind of planned this whole thing, because that's her thing, you know, us planning services. So I'll be there, of course, and I'm going to preach a sermon under 10 minutes. With no humor, although she said the toothpick, I could do something with that. That would be a lighter part. If you know Charlie, he always had a toothpick in his mouth, you know. So, I've talked way too long about my concerns, but they're your concerns too, and joys, I hope. You have any? Should we get on with it then? All right, you have it in your hands. Reminder that this is a Sabbath dedication to our God. And let this gathering place be a home for all people. May God be gracious to us and bless us. May God's face shine over all the earth's people. Let all the people praise the God of all nations. Let us give thanks and enjoy the blessings God gives. May God grant us understanding and courage. May faith grow beyond our doubts. Now the earth has yielded its blessing. Let all the ends of the earth revere our Creator. God brings us together in unity of purpose. May our circle grow as we welcome new members. We pray together this prayer, which is based on largely on Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is, O God, when kindred live together in unity. draw us now into the community you intend for all your people. Help us to listen and understand both your word for us and our sharing with one another. Keep us from being misled by popular acclaim and the wisdom of the marketplace. May we not be unobservant guides to one another, but rather be fully open to your gifts and obedient to your call. Come to us with healing and blessing. Amen. Remaining seated, we stand and sing, Trust and Obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it our way. While we do His for fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil doth richly repay. Not a grief for a lost, not a shrine nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows, and for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side on the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Of course, it's not easy to trust, and probably even more difficult to obey. But there's a freedom in that, and that is, of course, the way, which we stray from time to time. And we pray prayers of confession, all of us, in unison. This is one of them. We pray together to say, forgive us, O God, for the sin we recognize in ourselves and the wounds we do not see. Show us how we have hurt one another and grant us courage to seek forgiveness and reconciliation. Reveal to us our disobedience to you and keep us from leading others into our sin. We seek your mercy for the times we have willfully offended. Help us to put aside all actions and comments that defile. Cleanse us for new life in Christ. Amen. And be assured that as we pray from our hearts, God of forgiving Father forgives us. Thank you, Jesus. No one had signed up, and Peg said, I will do it. And here she is to read a song today. 138.
Reading today is from Psalm 133. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life forevermore.
Psalm 133, yes, thanks. Peg. How sweet it is. Anybody remember the Honeymooners show with Jackie Gleason? Remember him saying that from time to time? How sweet it is. Was it a time when it really was sweet, or was he being facetious, sarcastical, if there's such a word? It was good times when he said that, right? How sweet it is. Something that stuck with me. I didn't watch Jackie Gleason all that much, but I can remember that. And of course, that's based on the title of our sermon, which comes to mind. How good it is, how good and pleasant when brothers or kindred, depending on the version you read, live together in harmony. Chosen this psalm, I noticed that last week, you printed a little bit of this psalm to get us ready for today. Looking ahead. Psalms, you know, are songs. And there are 150 of them. Well, most of them, the majority, are called Psalms of David, who, in addition to being a healer, a musician, a warrior, a king, was also a sinner and a sheep herder to begin with. And you can imagine how his abilities to pluck the harp, perhaps God inspired his psalms through that. And we don't know that. The melodies, at least I tried to find out something more about the melodies when I was in seminary, but we don't know much about it. They're perhaps more chant-like. But the texts, the lyrics, the songs from long ago demonstrate at many times, a personal celebration or a communal celebration, perhaps. It demonstrates the happiness of a people. Now, in a lot of your Bibles, you'll see something at the beginning of Psalms. It's really not in the original text, but it's been deemed a Psalm of David or a Psalm of Ascents. A-S-C-E-N-T-S, I think is the way you spell it. Meant to be sung as the people walked and as they went up the hillside to the temple, which at the time it was written probably wasn't there because it had been destroyed by the invaders and the people were in captivity in Babylon, but now they're back home. And the prophet Nehemiah thinks it's feels called to get that temple built once again. And it probably was used when they were building the temple and they would ascend to the hill and they would celebrate with singing Psalm 133. And then especially when the temple was complete, it was even more meaningful because this was the sacred spot. This is where they were closest to God, on the top of Mount Hermon. Almost like a parade, people walking together. It's summertime, the end of summer, fall's about to begin, marching band season, and we live just across the road from the high school in Hutchinson, and this is the band is practicing. And lately, one of the marching bands have employed the use of some kind of an electric device which emits a sound that sounds kind of like this. Only it's louder and a little bit more piercing. But it's a tempo setter. And it sounds like this a lot on the afternoons these days. And then it speeds up, slows down depending on. And the idea, I think, is to instill in the marchers, the high school kids, a steady beat. When you and I grew up, we didn't have such things. We had to feel that beat, but now we have whistles, things that make sounds for us that keep us in time to march together. I love the horn. Anyway, but the whole idea is to celebrate, to march in parades and celebrate the school, celebrate life, celebrate our country many times, victories. I'm reminded of the time when I was in the beginning of my preaching career in Long Prairie. I went to General Synod. Do you know what that is? One day I went there. It was in Norfolk, Virginia, as I remember. I was a delegate from the state of Minnesota. And at one time during the five-day celebration, we were to walk from one building to the next building, all together. Everyone was, I suppose there was 400 or 500 people there. And so we start walking, and there was no drum, no electric device, but there was a drum major, drum leader, had a big staff in his hand with some kind of flag on top, I don't know what it was. He'd go up and down with it, and then that would be able to see that and be able to march together. And the one song we used was Si Ahamba Kukunyen Kwen Kos, which is Swahili or African for "We are marching in the light of God." So you can imagine us now Si aham bakuken yen quen kol. Si aham bakuken yen quen kos. Then the song, we are marching, 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 marching. Whoa, whoa, we are marching in the light of God. You know, so forth, to translate to English words. And we stayed together for about two blocks. And then it began to fall apart. Either because we couldn't see the staff, or didn't feel the beat, or couldn't, we're listening to try the back to try and hear the front, but it was fun. And we were truly celebrating the light of God and how we can march together. We've done some of that here at St. Paul's. Remember the time when the younger disciples were here, and with my guitar, we were marching around and doing the words to Psalm 23, one of David's psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And then the kids had instruments to play. And maybe some of you joined them, I don't know. Or the time when I had my trombone, you remember that, Diane? And we did When the Saints Go Marching In. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Celebrations. People celebrating together and moving in time, in harmony. Now, I don't know where the Blue Jays went to celebrate Friday night at 11:30 or 12. And I don't know if they marched or not. Nobody invited me, but then again, I was tired too, and I wanted to get home. I knew Glennis was on edge until I got home, but to celebrate together. But back to this Psalm 133, let's look at a little bit more of this. A part in here talks about the oil that flows down in the hair of Abram, or the high priest now in this case. Their leadership was anointed with oil. And not just a little dab. I mean, they really would pour it over them, over their heads, and get down into their beards and drip from their beards. I don't think their beards were as long as you, Chris, yours, but they were good beards too. But they couldn't hold all the oil, and it would get all over their clothes. Anointing, a symbol of the Holy Spirit, the oil. And then to compare that oil to the dew that comes from Mount Hermon. An arid country. They didn't get a lot of rain. They had to depend on the water coming down from the mountains, the dew. And it would slide down. Sometimes it'd be rain. It would pick up a little of the minerals too. And they made dew with their crops, with the water, and what the crops needed to be fertilized with. They're celebrating all of this in this psalm, very short psalm. You read the whole thing. Unity. United we stand, divided we fall. Right there on your shirt, Mike. What is your thought today? I've been thinking about that all week. Was a unity that was expressed in the early church then, after their Savior Jesus had been tried, found guilty, crucified, dead, buried, and rose again. And then later, after having appeared to some of them, ascended into heaven. A song of unity that they had because they were, well, not popular. Yeah. They were worshiping another god, you know. They weren't eating the right things that they were supposed to eat. They weren't sacrificing like they were supposed to sacrifice, obeying all the laws. But they had the love of Jesus. And they had to meet in secret, in unity, together. I know the worship committee does a great job of picking out the hymns, but they don't always know what I'm going to focus on, of course, and sometimes I don't know until, say, Wednesday or Thursday. But I wanted to focus on this, and I said, how can we end this our sermon? You know, it's not just me that preaches the sermon, it's our sermon. And I said, how about this one? I know you know it. You sung it before. Maybe we sing it too much. I don't know. If you can sing it enough. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. It's in a minor key. I think I told you before once when we did this in a church I was in seminary, a couple got up and walked because it was in a minor key, I think. And I said, really, are people so unused to singing? You know what I mean by the minor key? Like, this is the minor key. Do, re, do, re, mi, fa. Da, da, da. Da, da, da. One, two, three. Now, this is the minor key. One, two, three. You can tell that's a little bit lower. To me, it's more mysterious, but it's not sad. It makes us think. What does it mean to be unified? And this song, I think, expresses it, gives an outline. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We will work together. We will work side by side. We will walk together, hand in hand, spread the news that God's in our land. And although we're Christian, by our love. And in the ending, and I wonder, Diane, if we could just sing the fourth stanza. Have you got it ready? Do you need to look at it? The number's in your program, in the bulletin there. If we could just sing it a cappella, the fourth stanza. And I won't play my guitar, and she won't play the organ, but keep singing a cappella. We are one in the Spirit. One, two, one, two, three. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity will one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christian by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christian by our love. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know we are Christian by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christian by our love. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll start each one's dignity and save each one's pride. And they'll know we are Christian by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christian by our love. All praise to the Father from whom all things come, And all praise to Christ Jesus, God's only Son. And all praise to the Spirit that makes us one. And they'll know we are Christian by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christian by our love. And they'll know we are Christian by our love. Confession of Faith is on the inside cover of your hymnal. UCC Statement of Faith, the one that came about in 1981. And it's as if we're speaking to God on this one. Join me in saying, we believe in God, the Eternal Spirit, Father of our Savior Jesus Christ, our Lord. For each one, the ways of life and death. He seeks in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin. In Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Savior, you have come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death and reconciling the world to yourself. You bestow upon us your Holy Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. You call us into your church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to be your servants in the service of others, to proclaim the gospel to all the world and resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory. You promise to all who trust you forgiveness of sins and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, your presence in trial and rejoicing, an eternal life in your realm which has no end. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto you. Amen. Our prayer hymn is 563. We'll sing a couple stanzas and then keep praying and then come back and sing again. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth you have for me. A place in my hand, the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me, Spirit divine. Gracious, loving God, we pray to you, not really knowing how to pray the right words to say, but important to say them. Prayer doesn't really change things as much as it changes us. As we give thanks for life, for creation, the wonders of creation. The sun and the moon and the trees and the rivers and the streams and the lakes. Yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff going down. It seemed like more and more all the time as far as it seemed like an earth being upset, a globe being troubled, climate change. Yes, we're partly responsible. We put our faith in scientists as well, who put their brains to work and research things and dig things and keep track of things. Not Republican things, not Democratic things, not like that, but just to know what's going on with our earth, how it affects each other. The movement of peoples around the planet, peoples who can't make a living where they live now, or it's too dangerous to live. You got to go other places, maybe Europe, maybe the United States of America, maybe the United States of Mexico, maybe the United States of South America, if there is such a thing. But we're not alone. As individuals, we're not alone as nations. We're not alone as groups who feel this way or that. But yeah, anyway, I'm blabbering, but I feel grief for humankind. I'm sad that people die, have to die. And I think of Charlie Lauren Stockman, who at least I never heard him talk a lot, except when we were one-on-one sometimes down in Arizona. I know of his care for this church and his desire to see it grow. And we thank you for his service and getting the ministry to other parts of the world grow. Places like missions of Costa Rica, anyway, other people suffering, recovering from injury, and falling, accidents happen. And our heart goes out to them. I guess the best prayer of all is the one you taught us to pray through Jesus, our Savior, taught us to pray like this: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Third stanza, open my mouth and let me bear. Open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me, Savior, hear. It occurred to me as we were praying the Lord's Prayer that I said Costa Rica and I meant the Dominican Republic, so apologize for that, but you know what? God knows what I meant, right? And that's the whole point of prayer. Our offering has been given or received, but let's stand as we sing together. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Offertory prayer is found printed in your bulletin. Let's pray that together to say, as you have blessed us, O God, we are eager to share. May we offer more than crumbs from your table. May none be sent away from the blessings you intend for all. We want our offerings to preserve and extend life to your children here in this place and wherever our influence can reach. What is in the offering plates is only a part of what we dedicate for ourselves, and your reign may come. Amen. You got thine own, whatever the gifts may be. All that we have is yours alone. I trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. Laughing at myself here now. Couldn't find my offering because I remember putting it in this folder and I forgot I put it in my pocket. And I found it. And you know the funny thing about losing things and you find it? Tom, it's always in the last place you look. Yeah, I think you taught me that, Tom. Shine, Jesus, shine. Yeah, I've got that one right here. Are you ready, Diane? Lord, the light isn't shining. Stop, wait, stop a second. We're going to drop this one, right? Yeah. This time it was her fault. 1, 2, 3. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, Lord of the world, shine upon us, set us free from the truth you now bring us. Shine, Jesus, shine. Shine, Jesus, shine. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send for your word, Lord, and let there be light. Lord, I come to your awesome presence, from the shadows into your radiance. By the blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness, shine on me. Shine on me. Flow, vine, fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Let our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. As we gaze on your kingly presence, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Jesus shall fill the land with the grace and glory. Mercy, send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. In the meantime, may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.